This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. SeaFest is returning to Cortez Island since its hiatus from 2019. It is returning to Squirrel Cove. It hasn't actually been located at Squirrel Cove since 2013. I'm here with Kurt Cunningham, owner of Squirrel Cove General Store, where the event will be hosted this year. Really excited to hear how it all came back together.
We're very excited to have the Oyster Fest, SeaFest, come back here. And it's an opportunity to bring life back to Squirrel Cove, which we need to do, and to support the community, support the oyster farmers and SeaFest. And we're very excited, and the community is getting behind us to help promote this. What I am doing is providing the space. We are not putting it on. That is the SeaFest people, the oyster farmers, that are actually putting it on. So we're providing and helping with everything we can to make it successful. We're going to have music, and we've got people involved in doing that. We're going to have a small stage. Everyone knows Scotty, and he has a lot of good connections. Everyone knows what Scotty can do. I'm no doubt this is going to be successful. We'll build a small stage and have that out back where the volleyball barn is. And I believe the SeaFest cooking and things will be out on the water. So where the beach is, and I believe it's going to be low tide, so we'll be able to use the beach and have it a real SeaFest type of thing, the way it used to be. And hopefully we'll have a lot of community participation and make it successful.
Amazing. So I have only been here for 6 years. So I did see SeaFest at Gorge Marina, which is nothing like what you just described. So that whole beach vibe sounds very exciting.
It's a different thing. We're trying to get it back to what it was originally. And I've never been to SeaFest because I've unfortunately been working every time that it's been going on. So I'm going into this a little bit blind, but there's a lot of help with people that are experienced and know what's going on. So we're relying on them to lend a hand and to make it successful.
Wonderful. I know there's a lot of pros on the Oyster Association team, and in the past it's been a very large amount of volunteers cooking all of the seafood.
Yeah. I believe that's going to be the same sort of venue. And we'll have set up with other vendors and other people in where we have the volleyball in the center as well, so that there'll be a lot of activity and music and a lot of fun, hopefully.
Oh, I just got this really cool image of the cooking happening on the beach. So did I hear, is there going to be any traditional food being prepared?
I hope so. And there's been people that have been contacting me that want to volunteer and to do that sort of. So I believe there will be, and that would be wonderful if there's some traditional cooking.
So you're building a stage. You said it's going to be located at the barn, and that used to be where there used to be music being performed?
No, the barn is where the garden center used to be.
Okay.
We used to have music at the restaurant when it was operating, and unfortunately there's just no one to run the restaurant, so we're not able to open that. But it would be nice if we could.
Awesome. Okay, so you were saying that the barn that we're building the stage is going to become a permanent venue.
Yeah, we're looking at, and with Scotty's help and the community's help, providing a space where people can come and play. There's an incredible amount of talent on this island. I love music, and I would just love to provide a space and make people feel welcome and to come and to just bring life here and to play. We're hoping that we can do it during the summer quite a bit. And then year round, we're looking at doing it a couple of times a month or whatever the community will support.
Beautiful. And so moving that inside the barn in the winter?
That would
time?
Be inside in the winter. During the summer, we can have it outside depending on the weather. Inside, have the doors open. The acoustics are great. It's a beautiful old building that was built here by Irv, and it's nice to make use of it and to have some excitement going on.
So speaking of making use of the space, we're actually doing this interview in a space that is new to me as well and looks like it's set up very specifically for gathering.
Yes, it is. We want to provide in the store as well, like you said. We're creating a tea room or a place where people can gather. We've got tables and want to invite people. If they're shopping and they have kids, they could play here type of thing and meet people and just get it back to how it used to be. This room used to be a living room when Irv and Doreen ran the store. And I've used it as a bit of a garden center and opened it up the last couple of years to become part of the store. And there's a lot of potential, a lot that we can do. And we're open to ideas from people. And whatever someone would like to see help create, we're open.
Beautiful. So if people do want to get involved, how can they contact? How can they contact you?
Through the store, 250-935-6327. My email's readily available. We've got a website, and we're always approachable and welcome people's concepts, ideas. We do a lot. We've got services at the store that we provide as services, like Amazon for the island, and people are welcome to order and pick it up here. That's a big cost savings to individuals. We are in the practice of, if we don't carry something, we don't have something, getting it for people, doing our best to do pickups and to provide whatever people need.
It's clear like where your motivation and goals are, so that's really exciting. And
I love Squirrel Cove and the island. The island's been very good to me, and it's nice to be able to be in a position where I can pay some back. And we're totally supported by a lot of people on the island, and I'm very grateful.
Awesome. So SeaFest is happening. When is it happening?
On May 20th, which is a Saturday, 11 till 5 o'clock. But no one has to leave at 5 o'clock. We can keep it going.
All right. Party on.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.